This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine buyers beware. With government making currency increasingly difficult to counterfeit, creative criminal minds are finding a market in expensive wines and unwitting wine collectors. More after this.
Choosing a gift bottle of wine for a wine lover can be tricky, but choosing a wine accessory that the wine enthusiast in your life will really love is a snap when you log on to grapeencounters.com. At grapeencounters.com, you'll find our top 10 gift-giving picks for wine lovers, and everyone is sure to be a hit. From exotic openers to wine toolkits and even breathalyzers to ensure safety, we've got plenty of inspiration for you. If you're looking for a wine-related gift for someone special, get inspired at grapeencounters.com.
What I wouldn't give to have a 1947 bottle of Bordeaux. In fact, the 47 Chateau Cheval Blanc has been called by some the greatest Bordeaux ever made. These wines fetch an average of about $11,500 per bottle at auction. But what if the wine in the bottle is not what the label says it is? The global wine market is $217 billion annually. No one knows how much of this massive industry is counterfeit, because counterfeit labels packed into the same crates as authentic bottles makes detection particularly difficult. But once detected, many of the fakes probably never get reported because of the embarrassment and chagrin of the victims when they discover the switcheroo. There's one thing wine experts do agree on. The majority of rare bottles of the most desirable vintages currently being auctioned probably contain some fakes. But vintners are fighting back. For example, some are laser engraving serial numbers on their bottles. For the time being, though, it'll probably be back and forth as the counterfeiters catch up and vintners have to develop new ways to authenticate their bottles. The big question that no one knows the answer to is how all this will ultimately affect global wine prices. This is the real David Wilson, Uncorked.